The Jerry Agar Show continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Good to have you along. As we've been mentioning here, the judge getting underway with a decision on Alec Manassian, the van attacker in Toronto 3 years ago, one of the most horrible crimes in the history of this city, I believe. It will take some time for the judge to read out the verdict. Defense lawyer Boris Potensky seems to think it'll take about an hour because he is tentatively put together a Zoom scrum with the media for 11:15. However, other legal people I've talked to think it will take a lot longer. So, you know, it's one of those things where we don't know, but we're watching, and we'll let you know as soon as we know what the decision is. Meanwhile, apparently, research tells us a majority of downtown Toronto workers say they feel comfortable working on location in the downtown core. Joining me to talk about this, President and CEO of the Toronto Region Board of Trade, Jan De Silva. Jan, good morning.
Hey, Jerry, how are you doing?
Doing well. Good to have you back. So what kind of research did you do on this?
Well, we worked with Nanos Research, and this is one of several continuing polling surveys we're going to be doing. They found that 64% of downtown workers said that they would feel comfortable coming back to work in the core. 21% were neutral and 15% were uncomfortable. So that's a dramatic shift from September, when surveys we were doing at the time were showing 15 to 20% of workers felt safe coming back.
So what makes a change?
Well, I don't know. I do know because I'm living it every day. I think we've just hit a wall for many employees. It's the fatigue of this virtual environment. There's some pros to working virtually, but there's also a lot of issues about the back-to-back Zoom calls. We're just not as productive as we could be to just pop over to somebody's desk to say, hey, can we solve this? You now have to get into their calendar to be able to have that discussion. So I think people are feeling that possibly not back 5 days a week, but certainly some kind of model that does have them back in the office.
Yeah, I think a large part of this, and Jan, I've been talking about it in connection to everything on the show, is people need people, and that's what we're missing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I know we work with a lot of the employers. We've got a effort underway in the core, and I'm happy to talk about that, but many of the large employers that we're speaking to, their HR groups, they're flagging the same indicators in their internal surveys that employees are saying they want to get back. They're also flagging that there's just some mental health issues about not having that connectivity, as you said, and that engagement with others.
Yeah, I'm grouchier than normal.
That's a scary thought.
Why, have you listened to this show?
Of course.
Okay. Jan De Silva is with me, President and CEO of the Toronto Region Board of Trade. But I think that there's maybe even an overabundance of CYA going on with HR departments and managers, as there is with politicians.
Well, let's talk about this because, you know, the public health needs to deal with this the horrible health crisis. But as a business community, we're coming together, working with public health to say, what can we do to get ready for reopening? When it's safe to do so, our employees are signaling they want to be back. Look, yes, there's a level of conservatism which comes with any public health crisis, but there's a lot we can be doing and a lot that we are doing. We've had a group working with the Mayor, Urban Land Institute, the Downtown Toronto Financial BIA, working with building owners and large employers to say, what are the protocols that others internationally have put in place in the physical spaces, from transit to the path to our actual office building, that help create better conditions for keeping the pandemic under control when we look at reopening? So there's a lot that we can be doing while public health is trying to get their arms around something that's just is really a challenge, but we're starting to see some positive indicators.
Jan De Silva is with the Toronto Region Board of Trade. A majority of downtown Toronto workers say they feel comfortable working on location in the downtown core. I'm sure you've also been watching the fact that a number of those businesses are just not going to reopen, whether people would be comfortable or not.
Well, you know, and that's what started this back in October when we put this working group in the core together, because here's some interesting information. Pre-COVID, in the financial district, we had 418,000 daytime workers coming into that zone, and we had 1,200 small businesses that relied on them as those customers, as their customer base. And those 1,200 businesses, on average, have about 10 employees. huge economic impact to them of not having that customer. And prior to the more recent lockdowns, we'd only seen about 5% return to that core area. So the work we're doing right now is as soon as public health signals it's good to do so, it's making sure we've got the right protocols in place and the ability to talk to our workforce about saying, for those who are ready to come back, we're ready for you. We've got these additional protocols in place that will help make it safe, and we'll be working very closely with public health to continue to put new innovations in place to just support a swift, safe, and sustainable, most importantly, sustainable reopening. We want to avoid this kind of accordion effect of opening and closing, because that's causing even more pain for those small businesses.
Yeah, it's been, we're coming up on less than 2 weeks now till I hit the anniversary of the day that I first started doing the show from home. And I've been downtown a couple of times. I've been to the radio station once in that 50 weeks so far. Back and forth a little bit when there was some sort of tentative reopening, at least of patios or whatever, for restaurants where I've maybe met somebody downtown. But I'm really actually not very up on what's going on downtown. And the Canadian Federation of Independent Business is talking about a figure like one in seven businesses not reopening. How does the Board of Trade look at that?
Well, look, without a doubt, many of our small businesses have been the worst hit in this outbreak. You know, they've taken on enormous amounts of debt. Like, we give a lot of credit to higher levels of government that have provided stimulus and other funding, but that still comes with a lot of debt attached to them. What we're focused on is how do we deal with the root cause issue? And the root cause issue is, number one, making sure the health crisis is solved, and number two, bringing their customers back, because that we need to get enough scale of customers back for them so that it makes enough sense so they can get the revenues they need to repay debt. Because that's where, when we talk to small business now, it's the duration of this impact on their business that's weighing on them. And even being able to partially reopen is a challenge. It's not, if it's not going to give them the cash flow they need to really start chipping away at the debt that they put on. I think the CFIB had some numbers out there that the average small business has taken on $160,000 of debt just to try to stay in business. And so we've got to, what we're trying to do, how do we solve for the root cause issue for those small businesses? And how do we help our workforces in some of these large employer groups who just want to get back into a more engaged, collaborative, productive social environment? It's not to say that virtual work is going to disappear. We believe we're going to see a hybrid model, but it very much is, how do we create the right conditions to get back into reopening?
Okay, but what we're talking about here is Toronto workers saying they feel comfortable working on location in the downtown core. There have got to be some businesses that are giving up on the downtown core. It's very expensive, and they're saying, you know, this work at home thing, it actually kind of works for us. We don't need this big office.
With all the employers we're talking to, yeah, there's a lot of rethinking about what is the new model. But we're not seeing any saying we're going to go. I mean, there's a handful that have said, Shopify and others have said it'll be, permanent work from home situation or work from anywhere. But we're not seeing that many. I mean, folks are talking about maybe it's not a 5-day work week in the core. Maybe it's 3 or 4 days a week. But there still is an anticipation that there is that need. I mean, a lot of the networking, a lot of the problem solving and collaboration really is much more productive when it's not a number of faces on a Zoom call, when it is that in-person engagement. The other important thing is we've got to, working with public health, getting these mitigations in. If it's safe for our downtown workers to come back in, then that's an important step in the whole restart of the economy. Because here's the important factor that isn't getting a lot of attention. In 2019, Toronto had 28 million visitors come into the city. That is a huge customer base that we need to get our arms around. As the conditions improve, how do we start to have the right environment to be able to welcome that visitor economy back? Because that, as importantly as that downtown workforce, is critical to the entire economy.
Well, it's going to take a different mindset and better attitude from too many of our leaders who don't seem to have an idea beyond you should all stay home and suffer. But Jan DeSilva, President and CEO of the Toronto Region Board of Trade, thanks very much.
Thanks, Jerry. Talk soon.